Chapter 4. Joe's Sketches. During the next week, the Larrabees had an early breakfast. Joe was excited about some morning sketches he was doing in Central Park, and Delia praised and kissed him. She sent him off after breakfast at 7 o'clock. When Joe left Delia, art filled his day. It was almost 7 o'clock when he returned in the evening. At the end of the week, Delia threw 3 $5 notes on the table that filled most of the room. She was sweetly proud, but tired. "Sometimes," she said, "Clementina tries me. I'm afraid she doesn't practice enough. And I have to tell her the same things so often. And then she always dresses entirely in white, and that does get boring. But General Pinckney is the dearest old man. I wish you could meet him, Joe. He comes in sometimes when I'm with Clementina at the piano. He is a widower, you know. And he stands there pulling his white goatee. 'And how are the lessons progressing?' he always asks. 'I wish you could see the walls in that drawing room, Joe, and those rugs. And Clementina has such a funny little cough. I hope she is stronger than she looks. Oh, I really am getting attached to her. She's so gentle and high class. General Pinckney's brother was once minister to Bolivia.'" And then Joe, with a proud air, drew out a $10, a $5, a $2, and a $1 note. He laid them beside Delia's earnings. "Sold that watercolor of the stone post to a man from Peoria," he announced. "Don't joke with me," said Delia. "Not from Peoria." "All the way. I wish you could see him, Deal. He was a fat man with a muffler. He saw the sketch in Tinkle's window. At first, he thought it was a windmill. He was game, though, and bought it. He ordered another, an oil sketch of the railway station, to take back with him. Music lessons! Oh, I guess art is still in it." "I'm so glad you've kept on," Delia said happily. "You're bound to win, dear. $33. We have never had so much to spend before. We'll have oysters tonight."
"And steak with mushrooms," said Joe. "Where's the olive fork?"